JB4 CBA Mobile.
Enter OTR stationary.
Now, how stationary are you?
I'm trapped into a heating pad, hooked into a power strip in front of my radios on my back, and I'm soldering some alligator clips, big ones, onto a float charger. Of course, you being a mechanic wouldn't understand anything that technical.
Are you trying to be funny again?
And I'm looking at my new digital meter on this power supply. I really like it. I got a place that you can order any kind of electronic stuff just about, and they put random things up there all the time. It's out of Florida, and I think I give a whole $3.95 for this, and it's, the digits are about an inch high, and it's reading 13.6 right now. I just like to know what the voltage is on them, Dave. I've had one that went real high one time and didn't crowbar out, and it can run some equipment pretty quick. Oh, and I just kind of stuck it on there. Works good, though. I got one on the HF rig, too. And the ammeter over on the HF rig is hard to read. It's analog, so you can't really tell much about it. I was thinking about putting a digital ammeter on it just for the fun of it. What are you up to out there in that terrible weather today? We've had 5.76 inches of rain, and it's 48 degrees, and north to northeast wind at 12, but that beats 50 to 60 that they were forecasting.
I was out seeing the doctor, some kind of thingamabob, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's something that insurance requires, yeah, I see him every 6 months with, you know, blood work, and everything's fine and dandy, so, as it was today, so I'm headed back to the house. It's, dang it, I had to get my car wet, so I'm going to have to wipe it down when I get home. Swear, I ran it through the car wash, had it all nice and clean since Thursday.
Notice this, and I'm sure you do too, not to travel today unless it's absolutely necessary. Oh, I'm glad I didn't have to go out in it. And Rusty said his driveway was flooded pretty bad. Bernice is over there sewing, and she's got a roast of noodles upstairs for supper cooking. I do have to go out and gather eggs here in a little bit and probably feed the chickens on the far side out there. Boy, this has been a doozy. Some people got those high winds, and I'm glad it wasn't us.
Just glad, you know, we didn't get any of that to speak of at in Taylor's, and we got some rain, and we even got some thunder, but, and I'm over here at, I'm over here at Beacon Hill, and it's just a very, very light mist.
That's it now, by the way.
The other day he said, he says, now I know where Beacon Hill is. But anyway, I'm just headed down the big hill here, northbound, and there's quite a bit of water on the road, but no big deal. In fact, it wasn't a big deal coming over either, but I hear, the Reedy River's flooded, downtown flooded in places, and I guess Cleveland Park looks like a lake, you know, that kind of thing.
It's pretty much standard operating procedure, but I think there's a lot of places that got water today that don't normally get it, and I feel sorry for them. My neighbor, I'm sure, has got a flooded basement. I used to have problems with one side of my garage up in Kansas, and they laid the asphalt too high on one side of it, and I had this big, huge squeegee about 3 foot wide or so, and I'd have to squeegee it out every time to keep the tubifores from rotting away, of course. But, man, I don't miss that one bit. He had an 800-gallon per minute pump. Maybe it was per hour, I don't know. But a big pump the other day, and it took him 2.5 hours just to get the water out of his basement. Thank the good Lord we don't have that problem with ours.
I had to buy a pump for my youngest daughter and my son-in-law. They bought a house with a basement. Well, it's not really a basement, but anyway. And and I had to, you know, pump the water out, and it was a lot of fun. But they actually had a sump pump, but it didn't work, so that's what I bought, and so I installed a new one, and I have no idea where they were running the old one, but anyway, so I got all that done, and it pumped all the water out in 2 minutes, man. That thing was, I got it at Harbor Freight, boy, that thing was a hoss. And I mean, it was muddy water too, you know. And I don't know, it must have been about two or three feet deep at the deepest point.
Certain things Harbor Freight's good for, you know, and you know that, being a mechanical background. In places where you need good tools, I'm sure you had good tools. But, you know, for stuff like that and for household use, not something you're going to be maintaining someone else's stuff all the time, it really works out, and it's a blessing to have it. We didn't have anything like that up in Kansas. I think they might have had one down in Joplin, Missouri, which is 30 miles away. But the kids had the foresight when we moved here to put in this all-dry system. Of course, we paid for it when we bought the house. And it's not cheap, but it's called all-dry. And there's a little trench all... I've seen pictures of it before we moved in. And it's a little trench that's enclosed. You don't see nothing but a little ridge along the edge of your perimeter. And all the water... if there's any ever gets in, goes down through that trench, and then it's pumped out by a sump pump that they put in. And I run a hose down there, pour some water in it, you know, once or twice a year, make sure it works, because the all dry company, of course, charge you over $100 now, I'm sure, to do it. But we've never had a problem whatsoever, no sign of any time that there ever has been one. But boy, my neighbor, he really catches it. And the danger there is, finally, taking the hint, and he's going to get that done before he retires in about 5 years. I'd hate to think what the price would be now. It wasn't exactly cheap back then, but there's a lot of work, because they got to dig a 6 or 8 inch wide trench all the way around, and there's different layers of rocks and stuff go in it, and then it's covered, and works out good. I do, this is Zero TR. I do, however, Dave, I run the dehumidifier in it, and in the summer when it runs a lot, the water goes into that, and I hear the sump pump start rarely, but once in a while it'll start. It's got to be from that dehumidifier. Now go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, they they really don't even need a sump pump. But evidently they must have some problems in years gone by or something. But what happened was some knucklehead pulled the extension off the spout, the downspout, and they had it, this, you know, the black plastic accordion things. So they have one of those run out in the yard there at the top of the house, the high ground, and it was, you know, it was moving the water out into the yard, middle of the yard there, so it wasn't a problem, but that had come off, and the water was all going under the house. So, once I stuck that back on, I ran a screw through it, and so it wouldn't come back off, and they shouldn't even need that sump pump, but it's there if they ever have a problem again.
That's great. Well, I have those doctor's appointments too every 6 months, and I think they're well worth the money. I'm happy to say that medicine that they gave me for my eye has worked, and I think that's alleviated that problem. And I was kind of worried about that because I didn't want to have a biopsy of my eye. My daughter was telling us this morning from Michigan that her husband's brother had a melanoma on his eye, and he let it go and go and go, and he's got a habit of this. And when he finally got it fixed here recently, they had to operate on his eye and eyelid and take that melanoma off, and then graft skin onto his eye, and had to wear an eye patch and all that. I don't think I'd have waited that long. That's ridiculous. He did the same thing with one of his toes on his feet. He's a big old boy, and he's got diabetes. And he waited and waited and waited and put salve on it and this and that. So finally, they cut his toe off.
Well, I'm glad that ran in my mom's side of the family, and but she didn't get that gene, and we didn't get it either, so I was really grateful, or I am really grateful for that. But I hate that, you know. Gosh, but I've known, you know, down through the years, church members that, you know, that they start losing the, usually starts at the feet and the toes and start losing the extremities, and yeah, it's just a mess. But anyway, I guess that's kind of second on the list, right below cancer, I guess. Something that you know, I wish we could find a cure for.
I see a lot of drugs advertised on TV. I always mute the things, but that are for diabetes. They're using, a lot of people use them for losing weight, but I would think they have better control of it nowadays, but I still hear them talking about lowering the price of insulin and stuff, so I guess they don't. My friend Henry up in Kansas that I keep in touch with, he's lost several toes to diabetes, and he's a great guy, really is. And I know you must have seen a lot of it because you've done many, many things for many, many people, going out and visiting with them and just being there and helping out as a minister. So God bless you for that, Dave. That's a nice thing to do, to help folks out, I'll tell you for sure. We had a minister when my sister had cancer that he might have had a degree from one of the biggest universities in the United States, but I think they wasted their money there because when she got sick, she showed up one time, and I really lost a lot of confidence in him at that time. He was a Presbyterian minister, but, oh, I say there's always one bad apple out there.
Before CBA Mobile. Yeah, I'm not going to go there, but anyway, yeah, you can have all the degrees you want on the wall there. It doesn't mean a thing. Especially in the, I say it doesn't mean a thing. Yeah, when it comes to, being a people person, either you are or you're not, and that's just the way it is. I mean, with pastors, you won't find many pastors that are people persons and good preachers. They're either one or the other, and, they're stronger in one area, weaker in the other, so, and that's just the way it is. But they usually have support staff that can, fill in the gaps for them, wherever the gaps are and wherever they're needed. So that's just usually how that's supposed to work. But anyway, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and the degrees do mean a lot. In my eyes, anyways, it really shows character. But like you say, this guy didn't have any people character, I guess you'd say. I was awfully mad because my sister was dying of colon cancer for a long time. And he could have. He was just a few blocks away. But I've known lots of good ones, too. But at any rate, I'm watching one of the newer shows here, the Zane Grey Theater.
W2T.
I'm out again. Oh, Rusty, how you doing?
Well, I'm sitting at home. I'm not loose. I'm sitting at home, sitting here in front of my computer. And Tom, that picture you sent me of the river the other day, where it was down in Greenville, where it was running all over the place down there. If I could get out and do it, it quit raining long enough, I'd go take a picture of where the creek that's below my house goes underneath the bridge and comes out on the other side where the ground is all lower, and it's flooded, and it's covering probably close to an acre and a half of land with water where the creek overflowed. Go ahead, Dave.
Don't get up the creek without a paddle. That's all I got to say about that. Well, I had a doctor's appointment at 2:15, and, we had a little thunder and rain. We didn't get any wind, and, but evidently some other people did. Anyway, I'm going to place the order here. I'll be back in a second. Y'all carry on. You can talk about me. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, good. We won't get any ones, twos, or threes there, Rusty. Dave and I was throwing them back and forth yesterday. Yeah, Rusty, we've had 5.76 inches. And the weather station, I've never seen it show as low as it has been lately. And it's in the 28s. And it's 48 degrees and feels like 46, and I got to go out and gather eggs in a little bit, but glad you jumped in here. I called you a while ago and got some stupid QRM in there, but it's about 73 degrees here in the basement. I just soldered on some leads on the float charger to put on a battery for my son-in-law for the bass boat, because somebody backed out of the driveway the other day and forgot to disconnect the float charger on his Toyota Tacoma, and it kind of bent the little connector a little bit. I don't know who that might have been.
I never can tell. Never can tell about that. It could be the guy that drives the car. Maybe not. You never know. and all. But I've been just kind of sitting here keeping an eye on the rain. Mine, last time I looked, it was at 4.5 inches, a little over 4.5 inches in the gauge out there. I don't have one of those fancy weather stations like you do. I got to get me one, but that's something that will come in line after everything else gets done. So, and if it quits raining, and it's not too bad, the guy's supposed to be here tomorrow to do the leveling. I'll see whether he shows up tomorrow, calls me and says it's too wet, and he'll be the next day. So we'll see what happens to that, and then after that I'll get hold of the guy that's going to do my roof and get him lined up and give him a deposit and go from there on that, you know what I mean?
Well, Rusty, they had a real nice one on Amazon the other day, actually better than mine, and but I got Accurite, so they transmit on 433 megahertz, and I imagine that one does too because the FCC allocates where those weather stations can. But you might look at it. It was on sale for $99.95, tax and all, I think $108, something like that. But boy, it's a beauty. And if I can find out what frequency it transmits on, and you know, I got one here in the basement, a readout, and a readout upstairs, and one in the bedroom over the years. And the Accurites are a little bit more money, but they're not near what a Davis is. You can usually get a real nice one for $125, $150, and I've bought them for as cheap as $79 when I got mine, and they're nice. But that one there was particularly appealing. Almost bought one for myself. But these aren't broke, so why fix it, you know? But you might just browse through and look at them there. And yeah, the Reedy River was on TV this morning, and it was a mess. They showed the backside of the falls. They didn't show the front side of it. And it was almost out of its banks there in downtown at the park, Rusty. It's 10-0 to you.
Ahead. Ordering. Yeah, I saw that on the news at noontime. I was watching the news at noontime to see what they were talking about and everything else. So, yeah, like I said over here though, on you know, I looked out there and across the the other side of the bridge, on the other side of the road, there is water everywhere, and I mean it's low on that side anyway. It doesn't take a whole lot. And of course, I've got a lake over here that's been getting all this rainwater, and it has an overflow that feeds down into the creek. Of course, we've been getting all this rain for the last, you know, umpteen hours, and it's been feeding down the hill on my property and on down into the creek. So it does not surprise me that it flooded out as bad as it did. And I may try to get out here before it gets dark and ride up the road or walk up the road a little ways and put me a and get me a picture of that so you can, I can send it to you and see it. But I'll see that. Anyway, and I'll just turn the radio up. Heard you and Dave talking, so I thought I'd throw my works in there. KB4CBA, Dave, you back?
I was at Starbucks, and when I'm up against the building there and the antennas on that side of the car, I could just barely pull the repeater out. It's about as much white noise as it was anything else.
Gentlemen, I'm going to let you go because Bernice has a raincoat. She's making, you making it from scratch? And she's making me some kind of raincoat from scratch. And so I need to try that on for her there. But great hearing you both. Take care of yourselves out there today. And I'll say 73 and sign for now. And 0TR clear.
Also, I'm going to pull out of here, and we can tell who's got the money when he goes to Starbucks to get his coffee, Tom. Anyway, I'll catch you later. I've got a few things I got to get caught up on now that it stopped, sounds like it stopped raining for a little bit. I need to go outside and check a few things and see if I've got any more limbs down anywhere. I'll talk to both of you later. KB4CBA in the group, 73WT.
Now they're just going to leave me with it. I guess I have to talk to myself. Anyway, y'all have a good one. And glad you didn't get washed away. 73 is KB4 CBA Mobile.
KBA and 0TR for a short one. I had a question to ask you, Dave, if you're still there.
0TR, KB4 CBA.
I hadn't heard this, but I trust your judgment better than some people, shall we say. One of the people I was talking to, to make a short story long, I got a deep cycle battery and a starter battery for a boat, which the starter battery is like a regular car battery. And my son-in-law told me that you weren't supposed to put a float charger on a deep cycle. So I had given him a 2-amp trickle charger, and I put it on the battery just to charge up the car battery, and then I'll take it off. And I got a bigger charger out in the tin bar, and Bobby dang if I'm going out and get that. But have you ever heard that it's wrong to put a float charger type on a deep cycle battery? Over.
Well, I don't know much about deep cycle batteries. I've heard my buddy Stan talk about them because he had a boat, and it's been so long ago, I don't remember what he said. How's that for advice? I would think not, but you could probably just go on the internet and figure that one out. I'm sure there's plenty of information out there about that kind of stuff. I wish I could be more help.
You need help. That's what it is. You know, I'm the same boat, and I've been, you know, in electrical electronics for over 50 years, and I hadn't heard that. A float charger is a little different than a regular charger. I know, and I've always been told that if you put a trickle charger on her, always red. The trickle charger will eventually dry the battery out, you know, and in other words, evaporate the solution in it. And that a float charger won't. So I keep a float charger on my Tacoma because it has an alarm system on it, and it'll go off if that battery gets below a certain level, I think 9.6 or something. But I'm sure it's not going to hurt one way or the other. I had a friend that was a big bass fisherman, I mean a big one, back in Kansas. And he told me one time, and he did a lot of reading on it. He was the superintendent of the plant, matter of fact, before he went someplace else. And he said, Tom, he said, deep cycles are rated for the number of cycles that they can be charged, like 200 or some finite number. And so if you run one down, say 25%, you don't necessarily need to go back over and charge it because that's one. See, that's where I got that from. So that's all I know about them, Dave. And, of course, the specific gravity, and that's going to be the same on them. But they're rated a little different. But he said it really boils down to the number of times you charge them. You want to charge them fully, and you want to discharge them fully.
I have a little trickle charger on my, my motorcycle. I don't ride it every day, and it just, it's not going to dry your battery out, because all it does is just keep the battery kind of topped off. I mean, you know, it's kind of like your alternator is just putting a it's running everything, and then it's putting just a teeny bit back into the battery. It's really not throwing a whole lot in there. So, yeah, some people think they can charge their battery when it goes dead with their alternator, and it doesn't work that way. So you need a nice big charger for an hour, and you put it on like a moderate charge and let it sit there and charge back up. But anyway, that's what I know about car batteries. You know, deep cycle is different. So, but heck, I've got this one on my motorcycle. I've used them for years because, especially in the winter, I'm not going to ride that thing when it's 30 degrees. I'm just not going to get out there. You know, it's just too dang cold. It's just not, it's the point where it gets so cold, it's just not fun anymore.
Well, the question would be, Dave, why do they make float chargers? I mean, you can go anywhere and buy a float charger, but just ponder that in your mind. And that's what I keep on the battery on the truck. And but you can't argue with success if it works for you. But I always looked at a battery as an internal resistance. I don't know if you know this many years back, but like I had an old Chevrolet pickup truck, two of them, 53 and 55 first series. And so the reason I say I think of it as an internal resistance in the battery, so if the battery's discharged, the internal resistance is low, so it will charge fast. And the regulator will supply the demand from the alternator. But if you, at that time, pull that battery out of the truck, for example, while it was running, and you got in the truck, now this is a generator, not an alternator, and you gun that, and you say, for example, you had your headlights on and that, the voltage would go high and actually burn out the headlights and the taillights. There's one to ponder. But, it's a funny subject at times, and I've seen some peculiar things happen with batteries, as well as starters. I've seen dragging starters draw 400 amps on a car, whereas they should draw 100, 125 or so. And that's back from many years ago when I worked on forklifts and stuff like that around the plant if something would break down. But I'll let you go. Bernice is over here waiting on me. I just wondered what your thoughts were on those float chargers. I'm going to stick with what he said, being it's his boat now. And I don't know how I wound up getting the back. Well, I do too. The boat's out in the backyard. But the batteries are in here, so your stuff floats downhill, as they say. Anyways, take care, Dave. And I'll let you go again before Bernice slaps me around. KP4CBA and 0TR, clear to final.
Hey, well, fine business. And Bernice, if you slap him around, video it and put it on Facebook. I want to see it. Or YouTube or something. 73's Tom and 0TR, KP4CBA, clear.